During the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Tuesday of this week, Treasurer Marty Smith made a request to transfer some funds. According to a judgment on December 19, 2019, the renaming of Saline County Water District No. 2 was approved in Saline County Circuit Court after the court held a hearing in the matter on November 13th, Smith explains.
And the new name of it is the Reorganized Levy District. Reorganizes Saline County Levy District from a County Commission form levy district to a Circuit Court form levy district. And a byproduct of this reorganization is the elimination of county involvement in the levy district operations. Per state statutes, Title 15 lands, levy, drainage, sewers, public water supply, the Saline County Treasurer, who is the current treasurer of the levy district, shall immediately, upon judgment, transfer all levy district funds to the treasurer of the Circuit Court newly formed reorganized Saline County Levy District No. 2.
Smith continued.
So they had $125,589.85 in their account, and then we had to wait till January closed out and I got the bank statements to find out how much interest they got, which was $434.40. So I have a check right here for them when they come in for that amount. They're going to come by and get it.
Smith's request to pay out the money to the reorganized Saline County Levy District No. 2 was approved by the commission. An area law enforcement officer recently was recognized for his years of service and was appointed to another position within that agency. Higginsville City Administrator Jeanette Dobson explains what took place at the Board of Aldermen meeting this week.
Chris Johnson, he's the detective for the police department, and he's been with the city for 10 years. And so we recognized him for that, but then also on top of that, Chris was appointed as the new police sergeant. So he has vacated the detective position and now will be serving in the sergeant position.
Dobson also reminded residents that they don't have to leave their house to pay a certain bill anymore.
As of February 1st, we do have a new online bill pay for our utility bills. And if customers go to www.higginsville.org, they can follow the prompts and pay their utility bills online now.
In other news, citizens of voting age in Howard County had an opportunity to vote in the January 2020 Extension Council election. According to a news release, the results are in, and voters have elected 6 members to the Howard County University of Missouri Extension Council. The newly elected members are Bridget Bonecutter, Logan Chrislaw, Sarah Dickerson Sellers, Cassandra Frink, Amanda Hudson, and Christy Martin. The elected and appointed members of the Extension Council oversee all local extension finances and guide extension work and engagement within the county. The council consists of 12 elected and 2 appointed members who serve 2-year terms, with half of the terms ending each year. You're listening to news on KMMO. Funeral service for 87-year-old Elizabeth Ann Beckner Betteridge of Cooper County, who died Tuesday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at First Baptist Church in Otterville. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 87-year-old Dr. Harold Kent Holmes of Boonville, who died Tuesday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at First Baptist Church in Boonville, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Bethlehem Cemetery in Harrisburg. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 95-year-old Helen Hannaford of Slater, who died January 30th, will be held at 11 a.m. today at First Baptist Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 97-year-old Peggy Joan Broadus Wickizer of Marshall and formerly of Lock Springs, who died January 31st, will be held at 11 a.m. today at First United Methodist Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Interment will be at Lock Springs Cemetery at a later date. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Dapel Emil Walden of Glasgow, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Salem Lutheran Church in Forest Green, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 79-year-old Iola Teeman of Alma, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alma, where visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Monday. Burial will follow Tuesday's services at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.